The hearing was to gather public comment to forward to the Federal Highway Administration. It is expected to decide later this year if the proposed toll road can be built within the Trinity River levees or if an alternate route should be considered. Engineering consultants presented the latest study on the impact a toll road would have on the city's overhaul of the levees to bring them up to federal flood protection standards. Jason Diamond with Half Associates says the toll road meets the criteria established by the Corps of Engineers and should not pose a problem.
With the exception of water surface rises that would occur within the floodway during a 100-year flood event.
Even though a major 100-year flood may be rare, that exception troubles toll road opponent Dallas City Council member Angela Hunt.
5 years ago, we heard that the toll road was hydrologically neutral, which meant it would have no effect on the water level between the levees.
Dallas Regional Chamber of Commerce President Jim Oberwetter reminded the crowd at the convention center that citizens voted for the Trinity Parkway twice, once in 1998 and a petition-driven referendum in 2007.
Our community needs a Trinity Parkway. It will provide much-needed relief by redirecting onto the parkway an average of 25% of the vehicles from the canyon segment of I-30.
Councilmember Scott Griggs called the parkway way too expensive, an estimated $140 million a mile to build and $4 million a year to maintain.
Looking at how many cars it's going to move, possibly 100,000 cars, as the report says, about $14,000 per car.
Other speakers said the noise and exhaust of a six-lane highway would kill the enjoyment of the proposed Trinity Park. Comments may be mailed or emailed to the NTTA through May 18th. BJ Austin, KERA News.